Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Leishmile. Elazar Shimon did not hold on that. He does not. He did not hear. He does not hold on that svara. So Rashi learns it's like a bitzmiya sakasha. Like Leishmile, is it true that Rebbe Elazar Shimon didn't hear like this? Of course he heard from it. So what's the pshataka? So Rashi says, and still he doesn't learn out. The fact that he could burn the korban atomid on Shabbos, since this korban already started to be derech Shabbos, you're allowed to make the shchita of the korban on Shabbos, the korban atomid. But since you started to be derech Shabbos with this korban already, that's why the Rebbe Shimon says the svarim that as mitzvah chaviv v'shaita, you're even allowed to finish it and burn it on Shabbos. Then the Chanani to Ksira Seimer that you could do before Shabbos, maybe that is also to cut down on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, on the Rebbe though, Hochinami, quotes a question of Rebbe then, Hochinami, the Chosah Shkitosah to Shabbos, how could Rebbe learn out from this halacha that just like by the Korban Atomic of Shabbos, you're allowed to burn it today? Well, then you could cut down the Ksira Seimer. Why? Maybe you're only there by the Shechita, since the Shechita was ready during the Shabbos, that's why I could finish off the Korban on Shabbos. It's more so like this. Ela Razak, Sova Rebbe, you have to say it like this. Rebbe Takos, Ksira Seimer Takos, Lo Derech HaShabbos. And that's not me. Rebbe, since he holds like Rebbe Shimon, he'll also hold that the Ksira Seimer, since you could cut it down before Shabbos, it has no right to do it on Shabbos. But the more is that true, Valoi, it's not Derech HaShabbos, but none we learned. Whether the Omer is brought on Shabbos or is brought on the weekday, Misholish Hayabo, he only used to cut down three saws of barley. And from that he used to sift it down until they finally got to a Nisarin. So who does that Chacham go like? The Chur Loiker Rebbe. So that is a Kasha. And the Chur that comes out, the Malik Rebbe. And another Pshah we had before was, again, Echot Shabbos v'Echot Chol. Whether the Yomer, whether the sixth, second of Pesach comes out on Chol or comes out on Shabbos, Bishloisha, they used to have three people cutting down. Bishloisha Kupas with three baskets. Or Bisholosh Magolos used to use three knives. So again, the like Rebbe, it's not like Rebbe. It says clearly here it is the Echot Shabbos. And also we have before the Mishnah says, over Shabbos, Yemelem Shabbazu. And Chlam, the Mora says, like Rebbe, Enechanami, all those Mishnahs before that say, Tataka, it is Deich Shabbos, and Echvamid are not like Rebbe. Rebbe Shita is that the Ksira Seimer is kosher if it was done the day before, so therefore when Tes Zayin comes out on Shabbos, you have no hetter to be Deich Shabbos, it has to be done before Shabbos. That the Mishnah before says is Deich Shabbos, that only goes according to Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. That Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon holds that the Ksira Seimer is possible before, it's possible the next day, it's only kosher Dafka Balaylom. Therefore, since that's the only time it could be done in a chanami, then we say it's like a Deicha Shabbos. The other Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Niksa b'yoyim kosher, but Deicha is a Shabbos. You cut down the yoyim at b'yoyim, tes zayin, it's kosher, and the word then also is Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, Man shamad lay the yoyim niksa b'yoyim kosher. Whose sheet there is of the hold that if you cut it down by daytime, still it's kosher. Not only at night is a kosher to cut down the barley, but even by daytime, the chorus Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. It's so, Katonia says clearly now Mishnah, for Deich Es HaShabbos. That it is Deich Es HaShabbos, according to Kasha. We just got finished saying, according to Rebbe, since he holds like Rebbe Shimon, it's not Deich Es HaShabbos. That's the most Kasha. My love doesn't mean to say in our Mishnah, Ktira, that even the Ktira same, cutting down the barley, is Deich Es HaShabbos, even according to Rebbe. That's a Kasha. So more says, no, it's not the Shana Mishnah. Mishnah only means that Avadi, you have to cut it down before Shabbos. But after you cut it down, then you have to make it into dough, and then you have to burn it. So the Akrova burning it, that's mutter to do on Shabbos, that's what's Deich HaShabbos. That cannot be done before Shabbos, that has to be done on Shabbos. Tomorrow says, El Ksira, why is it true what you're saying, that the Ksira saying with the cut it down is not Deich HaShabbos? I have what Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yaimer, Rebbe himself says, when the Pasuk says, what was the limit from this pasuk? Lefi shlo lotamid upesach shneimam behem b'mayadoi. So for I only know that a korban atomid is doicha Shabbos, and what did a korban a pesach? If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Maybe only these two Korbanos. It's just clearly at the right time. Mashma, no matter when it is, what day of the week, Pesach comes, Erev Pesach, or for the Korban Atonement, you have to bring it even on Shabbos. So we dash in of the Afilu b'Shabbos, but Mayadim Afilu b'Tumah. It's even Becha Tumah also. But Shah Korbanos Tzibah Minayim, how do we know to say all other Korbanos Tzibah also? It could be brought on Shabbos. Talmud 11, the Pesach says, Eilu Tassu L'Hashem b'Mayadechem. Eilu Tassu Mashem, all the Korban Tzibahs could be brought even on Shabbos. Now, Minayim L'Rabbos Oimer, Fri HaKorv Imoi, Shtei HaLechem, how do we know to say that Oimer and what's brought with the Oimer and who are the Shtelechem, what's brought with the Shtelechem, how do we know to say they could be Deicha? Rashi says it means the Keves Abur Oimer, the Korban Oimer, the Keves that comes with the Oimer. And then what do with the Shtelechem comes to Kisvi Aseris? How do we know that they're also Deicha Shabbos? Talmud Oimer, the Pesach says, V'dah B'moshes Miyadi Hashem. Is Hakosev Kaveya Moed Lekulam. There's one Moed Lekulam, meaning to say they all have the same halacha. That even though they come out on Shabbos, still the Deicha Shabbos. And Sofer Wadashin, Rebbe Dashin, that the Oimer is Deicha Shabbos. So Lamai, for which drasha do we need here to teach us that the Oimer is Deicha Shabbos? And let me, if you want to tell me, Lakrovam, it means the burning of it, burning of the Oimer. That's what we're talking about over here. Is so Shteyalechem Bnei Akrovadinu. When there's pasuk, we also learn out that the Shtei Alechem is Deicha Shabbos. Now there's no burning, there's no kmitz on the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos, even though it's Shabbos, there's no burning, there's no aktar, it's easy, the crown and treat the whole thing. Elo, so what's the pasuk pshat that is Deicha Shabbos, the Shtei Alechem, elo pshit l'tchino, fi hakodo, that means you're allowed to grind it and sift it on Shabbos. If so, would the kavos agab yoyma, the same thing when it means that the oymer is Deicha Shabbos, it means l'tchira. Because Deicha is a Shabbos, still it could be Deicha Shabbos. See, that's a Sakashvan Rebbe. Here we see Rebbe holds clearly that the Omer, even the Ketziris, even cutting down the barley, is also Deicha Shabbos. Because we have this pasuk here, that's Marbo, the Shtei Alechem, Daima to the Omer. Just like the Shtei Alechem is the Avoidus beforehand, the grinding, the sifting, who are the Omer means the cutting it down. As well as Deicha Shabbos. Right, the Kashvan is why, according to Rebbe, it could be done Erev Shabbos. Why is it Deicha Shabbos? Tzmura says no. Elayna chenam, what you have to say is oymer la'akrova. That we dash near that oymer is Deicha Shabbos, it only means for that krova, that you could burn it on Shabbos. Or shtei halechem le'afiyya enechenami. And the shtei halechem means the baking of the shtei halechem. That's what could be done on Shabbos. Why? How come you're allowed to bake it on Shabbos? Uksava Rebbe, because Rebbe holds, Tana mekadish, that the Tana gives it his kedushas aguf on the shtei halechem. And therefore, he offered lo meyesmil. If they would have baked the Shtei Alechem on Erev Shabbos, Erev Shavuos, if Sulullah Belina would have a Psalina. Since the Tanner is Makadosh and gives it his Kedushas Aguf, once it has his Kedushas Aguf, you can't leave it overnight. So therefore, that's how we dash not, Rebbe holds, that you're allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem on Shabbos. And then by the Oimer, not that you're allowed to cut it down, no. Cutting it down, since it's kosher to do with Erev Shabbos, you have the letter to do it on Shabbos. What's mutter to do is only the hakrov or the burning of it. The Mor says, is this true? The Sova Rebbe Tana Mekadosh, is it true what he's saying? That Rebbe holds the Tana, the baking of the Shtei Alechem, that's what's Mekadosh, when you put it into the Tana, so your Tana, you will learn like this. The Gemara before, Kif Sayat Seres, a Mekadosh Mes Alechem, Ela B'Shita. When do we say the Shnei Kvosim, when are they Mekadosh, the Shtei Alechem? Only B'Shah Shchita. Meaning to say, Ketzer, what do you mean to say? That shochton lishmon v'zorak domon lishmon kiddush alechem. Enochnam yivdu kimitzvosoi yishech teshnei kvosim the right way with the right kavon and you make a zrikas adam. That gives the real kedush to the shnei alechem. The kashrut you see what's mekadosh shnei alechem the shchitas hakvosim not the tanner. You see it's not the Rebbe holds not the tanner mekadosh it but the shchitas hakvosim. What's going to be shochton shlo lishmon? Let's say the shas the shchitas the shnei kvosim. We had a more in the shame another korban, or else the zorach domish no lishmon. Then lekiddush alechem, the lechem does not become kaddish since the shchita was not done kimitzvosoi. What's going to be shochton lishmon? Yes, the shchita was done lishmon l'shem l'shnei kvosim, but the zorach domish no lishmon. when the Kohen made his Rikas Adam, he had Kavona, the shame another carbon. Here it's the Machloikis, that it says now, Halechem Kodesh V'yein, a Kodesh Juba Rebbe. Rebbe holds it has a little bit Kedusha, not completely Kedusha, because Rebbe holds the Shechit is Mekadoshit, so therefore it does have some Kedusha. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Oymano, L'yoylem, and a Kodesh, it has no Kedusha, Ad Sheyishchot L'shmon, V'yizuk Domo L'shmon. According to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, you need both the Shechit and the Zrika to be done L'shmon, that's what gives the Kedusha to the Shtei Halechem. By Kolponim, you see according to Rebbe here, that what is Mekadosh Shtei Halechem, the Zrika, the Shechit of the Korban, not the Tanner. Gemara says no, is no kashrim. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, hukvo v'loy hukvo komar. So Rashi says, after it says that the shechita was done l'shmon and the zrik was done l'shmon, his hukvo ha'chalos l'eisen kvosim means now it's kaveyom. It's set aside like that these lechem have to be for this kvosim, and you can't change it to another lechem. But enoch nama the actual kedusha saguf, it does not get until it comes into the tanner. So that's Rabbi Shita that the tanner was mekadosh was what. Is what gives the kedushas aguf to the shtei alechem. Therefore, you cannot bake it on erev Shabbos. Therefore, the afri is berech Shabbos. It has to be baked on Shabbos. And then, Echnami, but coming out now, according to Rebbe, by the ksira saima, the ksira itself is not berech Shabbos. Since you can do the ksira before Shabbos, and Echnami, the ksira is not berech Shabbos. Only the akrov of the burning of it, that's what's berech Shabbos. Hadin alecha, Rabbi Shmuel. The new parrot says now, the elu menochois nikmotzois v'shirayim l'kahanim. These are the regular menochos that the locher is you have to take a kmitza, and that you burn, and the rest v'shirayim the leftover of it the kohanim could eat. That minchas asoilus, a regular mincha stam mincha that comes from flour, v'yamachavas that comes in a frying pan, v'yamacheshes in a deep pan, v'yachalus a mincha that you bake into a chalom. For a kikin or to wafers, minchas oiv de kachovim if a goy brings a mincha, or minchas noshim if an isha brings a mincha, or minchas oimer, also that the kahanim have to make a kmitza and burn it, and the shireho is nechol to the kahanim, or minchas choyta, minchas rechoyta brings, or minchas kenois if a soita brings a mincha, also there's a maisa kmitza, and the shireho is nechol to the kahanim. Now Rabbi Shimon says the Chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Choyta Shokahanim. If a Kohen did a Chet that he has to bring a Mincha for, say Minchas Oilu V'Yerut, he's very poor, he can't afford to bring a Korban, so brings a Mincha. When the Kohen brings this Mincha, he holds that Nikmetzes. There is a mitzvah to make a Kemitzah, and therefore the Kohen makes Korav Liatzma, you have to burn the Kemitzah by itself, but also the Shirayim Karevim Liatzman. And then you burn the shrimp left over. Because the locher is by mincha that a kohen brings, his own mincha is kula kolu. The whole thing is burnt. It's not nechol kahanim. And Shimon just says a chiddush that a mincha schoita that a kohen brings, you have to make a maisa kemitza. And you burn the kemitza by itself, and then you burn the shireho by itself. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Popo, kol hecha de tanan esa, wherever it says a locher of esa, Kolecha de Tanan, when it says in the Mishnah about different menochis. So, Esa Tanan, each one has to come of 10 chalas. That we make a nisarin, a minchad of nisarin, when you have to bake it, though you bake in the 10 different pieces. So he learns what the chalas have to be completely chalas, all 10 of them, or else rakikim, complete the 10 rakikim. That we had before once. The Gemara says, my kamashim, what's your chiddush of papa? Liafukim or Shimon, that he excludes, not like Rav Shimon holds. The Yom of the Rebbe Shimon Shita is that when you bring a mincha that's of mafet you bake, it could be machts or chalas, half you could bake into chalas, or machts or a kikin, half you could bake into wafers, yavi. Kamashmulon deloy, our Mishnah's mashmulon, no, not like that. That since the Mishnah says them all together, minchas chalas, that's only all 10 of minchas machmas, minchas macheshes, they're all 10 the same way. Or then the chalas or a kikin also, all 10 have to be done the same way. Then the Mishnah says, V'shireyem l'kohanim, the leftover of the mincha the kohanim could eat. Minolan, how do we know this? The Gemara says, Pita, the ksiva, ksiva. But a lot of menachas it says clearly that the shirayim is l'kohanim. Or the lake ksivim by the menachas that does not say it by, ksivva it says, V'zois atoyres ha-mincha. Hakri voisa b'nei aron. That the hekesh, all the menachas have the same halacha. That what? that the leftover, the shiraim of the milchi after the kemitza, the kahanim and his children could eat. Now, boch, the more stuff like this. Boch eat, and if the milchi comes from wheat, like can be boiled, and then I do not have a shayla. I also know the sekish. Because Rashi goes, in this pasuk it says, selas, shein chitin. So by the hekish is, any milchi that comes from chitin, the shiraim is nechol kahanim. That's not my question. But tika mi bolam, where do I have a question? Bo soirim, let's say mincha that a saita brings, that comes from Bali. So the Mora says, bo soirim nami? Even a mincha saita that comes from Bali, what's your question? Midim nikmetas, since there's a mitzvah to make a kemitzah, is shire lakanim? The kanim, eat the leftovers, what's your chiddish? What's your shah lepshita? So Mora says, no. Ali badi rabbonin lakim mi bolam. And according to the Rabbanan Shita in the Mishnah, that a minchas koyin, there's no kemitzah. It's kula kolol. So therefore, wherever there is a kemitzah, in a chanami, the shiraim is nechol. There's no question. But that avada minchas fight also, since it's a kemitzah, the shiraim, the kind of meat. Kiko mi boilum, where's my shiloh? I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. I have a question according to Rabbi Shimon, what will be the locha? The only thing he says in the Mishnah, Ika mincha, the mikmetzes, for loy misachlom, there's a minchas koyin. That he brings it with kemitza, and still there's no part to be eaten. The Tanan, like it says, now Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, I'm there, minchas choyta shekahanim nekemetzes, that the mincha that a kain brings, if he's a choyta, the mincha son of Yerid, you make a kemitza, and the whole thing is burnt, like he says, hakoim mitz korah v'yatzmoy, v'ashurayim craven v'yatzmon, so according to Rabbi Shimon, shita minolan, how do we know that a mincha saita that comes from Sirim, that the kohen could eat from it. Maybe no, even though there's a kemitza, maybe the whole thing is burnt. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. So Moreh says, Omar Chizki says, to Yom Akron, the Pesach says, V'chol mincho b'lula b'shemen, v'chareva l'chol b'nayar n'tiyah. This is clearly even a mincho, that's a chareva. Means has no shemen, like a mincha soita, still the ghost of an Ayaran. So in the Indian Lablula, Shachitim, if we do not need it for the mincha that you mix up of chitim, so no Indian Lablula shall serve. Take it into a mincha that's made from Bali. And the Mfar says that means the mincha saima, that the Shiraim is Nechol Kahanim. Now, so you may win in the chareva shachitim. If we do not need this pasuk for minchas chayta, for minchas chareva means the minchas chayta that comes from chitim. That's chita from the hekesh before. And so to win in the chareva shalsarim, put it for mincha dried mincha that comes from Bali, meaning a minchas of a chayta. And that's how we learn out that a minchas of a chayta also there's a mitzvah kemitza and the shirayim is nechal even according to Rabbi Shimon. So more is the question, why is it true? Is this what it's coming for? We need this posik, like we learned. How do we know this? That the Kahanim have no right to divide up and say, I'll take a portion in your korban, and you give me a portion in your mincha that you receive.